Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Lyrical Poet. How's everybody doing out there? Hope everybody good. You know, life can bring ups and downs, but you gotta keep pushing and keep going. Do whatever, do it all. You know, every day ain't gonna always be good, you know, but every day ain't gonna always be bad either. So we gotta learn to take the bad with the good with the bad, the ugly with the ugly, you know. We just gotta learn how to do all that. But through it all, we still here. We still standing, you know. And when we keep God first, it's gonna be all right. Like Kendrick Lamar, we gonna be all right. We gonna be all right. No, but for real, we gonna be all right. But today's topic is when you're gifted, you go through the most. And that's the real, real raw truth. You know, because carrying the gift is not easy. You're gonna have haters, people that ain't gonna believe in you. It's a lot of negativity that others, you know, well, the energy that others carry when you're gifted. But being gifted is not all peaches and cream, because being gifted is you gotta pay a price. You know, you have to go through things, you know, because if you don't go through nothing, people ain't gonna really feel you if you gifted, and you know they can't feel like you real or not. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go through something, you know, to get something, you know. But everybody ain't willing to go through something to, you know, carry their gift out, because, man, it's a lot. And some people don't know how to deal with things when they coming against you and stuff like that. And it causes the people to lose hope. And, you know, wander off somewhere else, mind be wandering somewhere else when you're trying to focus on your gift and stuff like that. But if you don't keep God first and in all areas of your life, and especially when he gives you a gift to, you know, bring to the world. But, you know, some people gonna be receptive to it, some people not. Like, who cares? Like, long as you doing what you got to do, you know, continue to do you, and, you know, don't worry about what other people say, because some people are haters, like, you know, and it's sad that people are haters like that. Like, it's really mean and evil souls out here. So, you know, you got to protect yourself against these type of people, because they will try to damage you, you know, inside, you know, to make you think like, oh, Have you having thoughts like, oh, I ain't good enough, or should I really be doing this? Like, yeah, you should. Like, you gifted, you have a gift, you know, bring it out. Like, no matter what people, everybody gonna have an opinion about something, you know. We gotta not let that, you know, get into our spirits, you know what I'm saying? Because some people are like that. They will try to break you down because you have a gift that you're carrying, and, you know, when you gifted, you shine. Like, so I just want people to keep going, and if you gifted, you know, put God first and, you know, keep him first, because this being gifted could drive you insane. Seriously, it can, because, you know, man, it's something you carry in trying to save souls or whatnot, however you're using your gift. Anyway, you're using it, it's going to be hard for you. Like I always say, look at Michael Jackson and look at Whitney Houston. Those, they have beautiful, beautiful gifts from God. I mean, we all have beautiful gifts from God. But those two, like, I mean, we all have gifts, but some people are anointed more than others with their gift. And those two had some beautiful souls, and they were really gifted, but they let the things of the world affect them inside. Because look how the media try to make Michael Jackson look bad and try to make Whitney Houston look bad. But nobody's perfect. And, you know, the media is cold. Like, they try to make you make people, they spread rumors about you and stuff like that. And then that stuff could get to you inside and cause your spirit to not feel good about yourself. But, you know, I mean, people are just evil. Behind money, too, they'll do anything. They'll damage anybody for some money. And that's cold. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's people's job to damage people. Like, you know, that's the enemy, you know? And that's not right. But like I said, if you keep God first, you know, he'll protect you from all that, like, negative thoughts and, like, all that stuff. Like, because negative thoughts will damage you. You, like, you have no room to be positive. Like, the devil will blind you, have you seeing nothing but bad things, when in reality, what you're going through is just a blessing in disguise, making you stronger, wiser, and better, you know, to carry something that you have inside, you know? And we can't let people take that away from us. You have to have confidence in yourself. You got to protect what you're carrying. And a lot of people really don't know how to do that. Because they, most often, people want to be accepted by the world. But as long as you accept yourself and you're doing the right thing with your gift, then who cares what the world say? You don't have to be accepted by the world. You know what I'm saying? Because not everybody is willing to go the extra mile to manifest their gift. God shows us all visions, but don't nobody want to go through nothing to get their gifts out, manifest it outwardly, instead of just leaving them inside and having dreams about them or vivid pictures that God will show you throughout your life, you know? But I want to read Proverbs 24. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yet a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that devises to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doeth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doeth not he know it, and shall not he render to every man according to his works? My son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto the soul when thou hast found it. Then there shall be a reward, and thy expectations shall not be cut off. Lay in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous, spoil not his resting place. For a just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not when thy enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. Lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil men, the candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, he shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth the right answer. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field. and afterwards build thine house. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Say not, will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and needles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall the poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Again, that was Proverbs 24. But, yeah. Being gifted is really hard sometimes, because most people see the performance part, but they never really see what a person has to go through behind all that. And that will cause jealousy and envy from other people, because they think, oh, this person got it so easy. They think they all that, you know, all type of thoughts people be having, just crazy thoughts. But, you know, it's just crazy, because everybody got a gift, you know? And some people just work harder than others, you know, to get it out. And people can't hate on that, because somebody working harder than them, you know? They got to get out there and do it, too. Work hard. Play hard. Work hard. Play hard. You got to grow. You got to grow to get through. And that just is what it is. And a lot of people don't want to do that. They don't want to go through nothing to get something. A lot of people want the easy way out. But guess what? That ain't how life goes.
Yeah, God created me for this right here in particular. I got a message for everybody out there. They call me Lyrical. I'm about to bring it to you. This is for everybody out there, though. You know, we go through situations in life where we all need a little motivation. Here we go. Saving lost souls is what's on the menu. Devil mix you up, stir you and blend you. Every day we fight to get through. Some wishing they was back in middle school. These days we living in, devil give no easy win. Wake up every day, have your title to defend. All born champions, poets run miles around. Might give 100% plus extra. I'm only a beginner. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Yeah, God created me for this right here in particular. I got a message for everybody out there. They call me Lyrical. I'm about to bring it to you. This is for everybody out there, though. You know, we go through situations in life where we all need a little motivation. Here we go. Saving lost souls is what's on the menu. Devil mix you up, stir you and blend you. Every day we fight to get through. Some wishing they was back in middle school. These days we living in, devil give no easy win. Wake up every day, have your title to defend. All born champions, poets run miles around. Might give 100% plus extra. I'm only a beginner. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. We all feeling some way, we stuck in the ocean. God ready to say we're sorry, ready to get saved. Understanding the life you learn through experience. We were all taught to use common sense. You have to push forward when things make no sense. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Even through trials, notice I'm still blessed. Got sins and angels every day to protect. Follow his path, I'll always succeed. Living in a world always tempted to sin. Rebuke the devil, he uses one close kin. Rebuke the devil, he uses one close kin. For the next generation, by time people stop hating. Too many souls lost walking around zombies. Living in a world, time to change. Can't keep struggling, remaining, just maintaining. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining, just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining, just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in the world, we living in the world. We are still blessed, but every day is a test. We living in the world, we are still blessed. We living in a world where every day is a test.
Oh yeah, every day is a test. And you just gotta learn how to deal with them tests that come along. You're going to get tested every day in life. But, dude, like I said, the good and the bad, we still blessed through it all. We just got to learn how to deal with the cards that's being dealt. And, I mean, it's not easy to deal with it, but if you really want to learn in life, you'll learn how to deal with it. You know, because if you don't, it's going to drive you bananas. And too many people already committed suicide, you know, killing themselves behind it. So, I mean, we are carrying something. So, you know, you have to fight for what you want. Fight for your dreams. Fight for, you have to fight. But you also have to pray, too, because you need to stay well-grounded while you're trying to get to the top and fight for your dreams. Folks will do you wrong, then need your help. Lord, folks make me sick, please help. Never remember what they did, like memory gone, lights out. Don't want to miss my blessings, doing what I could. Helping unappreciative folks, don't fight. Don't fit right with my spirit. Do you wrong like they never cause pain. Reap what you sow, evil souls don't gain. Materialistic folks, lost generations, hard to find hope. Temporary satisfaction, folks never be satisfied. All over the world, people never satisfied. Chasing money, losing minds. Like, you know, you gotta chase your purpose, chase your dreams, and God will have things chasing you down, you know, like, and a lot of people is chasing money, you know, going insane, going crazy, thinking they have to, you know, oh, I have to kiss this person behind to get here and get there. No, you don't have to do all that, because wherever God wants to take you, you're going to go there. It just doesn't happen when we want it to. It happens when, you know, we've grown, you know, when we've changed our evil ways, or, like, you know, just ways that doesn't fit with where God's trying to take us. But, you know, we learn, and that's a part of life, too. You have to learn some things in order to grow. So how you going to learn something? How you going to grow if you don't learn anything? So you have to learn, and that's just a part of life. Some people are comfortable with being the same, being stuck in the same boat. But, you know, it's time for people to grow up. It's time for people to respect one another and stop coming against each other. That's just the way it is. Real raw truth right here on Big Dreams LA, you know, with Lyrical right here, you know. That I just bring the truth. Like, there's no need to keep faking and shaking, because that's getting us nowhere in life. It's not. But keep God first. Us gifted folks go through the most. Like, and it can be real heavy on us. And a lot of people don't understand, but when God gives us a vision, it's not for other people to understand. It's for us to understand. We just have to keep trusting God, and, you know, he'll bring our dreams to manifest. Whatever he shows us inwardly, he'll bring it out. True. You know, we just have to have faith and trust in him, you know, because he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And his word never comes back void. Never. But I want to read a poem by Terry Webb, The Spirit of Grace. The Son of God is Spirit of Grace. He died to save the human race. The Lord will judge, and he will repay people on Judgment Day. Be careful in life. Don't sinfully trod. For one day you'll answer to the living God. For who has insulted the Spirit of Grace? Woe to him when the Lord shows his face. For the Lord will come, and he will not tarry. Only those in faith away he will carry. He who has trampled on the Spirit of Grace will be destroyed from the human race. And again, that's by Terry Webb, called The Spirit of Grace. God shows us grace through all our situations, no matter what we're going through, how we're going through it, and who caused us to go through it. God will use people to bless you, and he will also use people to get you to where he wants you to go and get you to grow how he wants you to grow. And every situation ain't going to be a good situation either, because he uses some people that are not good to you to cause you to go places that he wants you to go. So you won't treat people like they've treated you, or, you know, something like, well, not something like that, but like that. Because he don't want us out here treating people bad. He want us to, you know, treat people right. And a lot of people out here want people to treat them right, but they ain't treating people right out here either. But like I said, we live, we learn, everybody make mistakes. So when you're gifted, especially in music, people need to start using their gifts correctly, because there's some people out here that's using their gifts like, it's crazy. Like, some people that do music don't even be making sense. Like, they rap about irrelevant nonsense. Like I said, irrelevant nonsense. And people think it's like, people be thinking it's like, oh, okay, that's bomb. Like, but it be so irrelevant. Like, people need to wake up and know real talent. Because, like, come on now, you have to use your talent. Use common sense with your talent. Like, and a lot of people don't use common sense with their talent. God gives, everybody gives. You know, and it's on you how you gonna use your gift. I mean, the way you use it will either elevate you or it will destroy you. Some people be stuck in places where they can't elevate with their gift because, one, they don't even know how to use their gift correctly. Some people use their gifts, to make more money. Well, that's the number one reason people use their gift, to make more money, of course, you know. But that's not the reason that we are all gifted. We are all gifted to use our gift to help other people out of their situations, to encourage the next person, to, you know, to encourage, to uplift. But people are out here rapping, like I said, about irrelevant things. Like, but, I mean, it's all free will, how you use your gift, you know? I mean, that's on, you know, everybody use their gift differently, you know? Some people use their gift to talk about irrelevant things, materialistic things, clothes, money, shoes. Like, after you grow up, all that stuff don't even be mattering. It's people out here homeless, have nowhere to go. It's raining. And, I mean, people just going through, even people that's not homeless. Nobody wants to hear all this nonsense crap. People got to get with the program and use their gift correctly while God really gave them their gift.
Lyrical coming through, ice skating on the beat. Smooth like that. That's how I do. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Obedience is better than sacrifice any day. Never let devils rent free space in your head. Leave you in misery, brain dead, hopeless, no bread. Thirsty drinking dirty water. When God said, follow me, I'm the provider. Pure natural spring water. Only if you believe God can work. Faith is dead without work. Many living in pain causing others hurt. Many living in pain causing others hurt. Devils like when we fail, so our dreams will remain froze. No icebox during the cold. Taking control over minds. Stealing goals, having people like, whoa. Had it all, now it's gone. Looking to God for what was stolen. Dreams, visions once were given, now incomplete. Something's missing, something's missing. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Save me, Lord. Devils plotting to take me out. Want me on the wrong path while heartaches last. Walk by faith is not an easy task. Haters on your heels trying to get a free pass. Hungry like it's free lunch in the summertime. Innocent people getting killed. No justice to these crimes. It's about time for change. Too many playing the same game. Difference in your styles will separate one from the rest. God tests our hearts. Every day is a test. Walk with our heads high and every mistake we still bless. Lessons learned, school is always in session. Even when my eyes see bad situations, raise my hands high to the sky. Still do my dances, still do my dances. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening.
But you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you. Jesus trying to provide for you. Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. A lot of people ain't listening. Get with the program. Use your gifts correctly. be careful and protect your gifts also, because the devil don't want to see us prosper and hate us on our toes. So watch out for them. They like in and out. They scoping you out in bushes, hating on you. So you better watch out, because that's what they do. Haters and enemies got a job too. Seems everyone want to play mind games. It's time for a change. Folks need new mind frames. Until minds are changed, our nation will be the same. Everybody want to hide their true colors. God exposes all, even fake friends and fake lovers. What's done in the dark will come to the light. Evil souls' light don't shine bright. Evil intentions, greedy penny-pinching folks, users, manipulators, people hate truth. Give me any beat going hard and boost. Fire flames being thrown. Truth will be spoken, not lyrical, not joking. At all, I'm not joking at all. People need to hear the truth, whether they like it or not. You know what I'm saying? And so we need to use our gift for it. It's time to stop faking and shaking. It is not the time for all that right now. No matter who can handle the truth, oh well, eventually they'll learn how to handle it. You know, I mean, and that's just the truth, you know. It's just the truth, truth. People don't want to handle the truth. But like I said, it's time for people to start using their gifts correctly. Stop hating on people that are gifted. And, you know, if you are gifted, find where God has gifted you at and work in your gift. That's all you have to do. There's no reason to hate on people because they're gifted or they're living their lives, you know? Like, it's a lot of gifted people that's passed away, you know, but their music still lives on. Tupac, Aaliyah, Left Eye, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, these are some gifted folks. And, man, they just died too young. They died too soon because they still had more to give to the world, but I don't know, some things are not in our control, and some things just we can't control. But there's a lot of gifted folks out here, and if you are a gifted person and you are working in your gift, my best advice to you is keep God first. And you know, you have to fight and pray, because man, sometimes you will have thoughts, negative thoughts that won't always be positive, that will try to bring you down inside. So, yeah, stay close to God so he could take you where he wants you to go, not where you want to go, because our thoughts are not his, and he wants to take us higher than where we think that we should go. Like, so we don't need to settle for less. We need to settle for God's best in our life. Too many people are settling for less. Too many people don't want to take the time to wait on God to take them where they need to go. So they ended up in situations where they never were meant to be. But when we don't wait on God, and it's not easy to wait because we want things done in our time. But when you want the best for yourself and the best for your children and children, you're going to wait because, you know, God gonna bless us to bless our children, and other folks also. And we don't want to keep losing folks that are gifted because they have a lot to give to the world. And just because somebody hating on your gift, that don't mean stop doing what you're doing. Keep going. And like I said, keep God first, because you need God to stay grounded. So you won't be shaken when situations come or disappointments come and things you don't like come. That's going to affect you inside. So, you know, that you want your peace and you want to carry your gift correctly. I mean, to each his own, you know. But don't be a copycat. Be original, you know. Be you. Do you. If you are using your gift to save lost souls, then that's what you like to do, or however you're using it, don't let nobody stop you. because there will be people that cross your path that will try and stop you. But the review of today's show, the topic was, when you're gifted, you go through the most. Like, devils want you brain dead, trying to get negative thoughts all through your head. People neglect getting their souls fed. That's what drives people suicidal, crazy in the head. Hooked on drugs, like addicted to crack. Not even knowing Jesus Christ had their back. He with you in the wilderness wherever you go. Open your eyes, because he shows. He shows us his goodness, his mercy and grace. Even when these haters all up in your face. Haters gonna hate to shine. Believe that. People not gonna really support you until they see money flowing in, you know, like, oh, God ain't gonna do this for you, or you ain't gonna get here, this and this and that. But they ain't seeing what God's showing you, so keep moving and do you. You most of the time, you're gonna have to believe in yourself, because, you know, you're gonna have haters and people that don't believe in you, like, you crazy or something. No matter what others think, just do you and keep going. You'll fight battles no one knows about. Yeah, we all do. But keep God first and you're going to get through it. Being gifted can be a lot for some folks. Like I said, people commit suicide. People go crazy. People get addicted to crack. People get addicted to everything, pills and all other stuff. Until you start making money, then you'll see supporters like they've been there from Jumpstart. Like, oh, you didn't support me then, but now you see the moolah, the dough, the cheddar coming in now. Oh, you all on that team now. Yeah, okay, whatever. But keep God first. And he gonna take you where you need to go. Gifted folks go through the most. But it's going to be all right. Keep God first. So you can stay well grounded. So you can stay in your right mind. You gifted for a reason. Don't let nobody tell you that you ain't. Believe in you. And let the haters hate. Shout out to Seth. Shout out to Seth Smith. On this beat right here. Watch City.
It's where we're located.
Angels protecting while devils disrespecting. Children being brought in this world, they need money more than neglecting. Money will bring about the funnies in humans, like no recovery. Rather truth when writing these lyrics. It's a spiritual war, no Osama or Hitler. Don't come to destroy, no Fisher Price. No Fisher Price. People's souls are really damaged. Minds blown out of zone, don't know what happened. Devils in the cut, still enjoy happiness. Happy, laughing, take back what's yours. Stop giving people power. Most come to make our lives just as sour. So I eliminate them about the hour. So I eliminate them about the hour. Some people's priorities are really messed up. Minds, giving devils too much time. No positive surrounding. Wonder why life be under the ocean surface. No need to relocate. Same mentality. Another location not gonna bring progress. There's no change in process. Going in circles, living a hot mess. Get some order in order. Prepare for better while suffering in our battles. Thoughts scattered. Talented people dreams shatter. Get with God or always feel as life's a disaster. No more evil creatures. Eliminate blood-sucking leeches. People say they happy for you. Be ready to hang you dry. Drive those human haters in disguise. Angels protecting while devils disrespecting. Children being brought in this world, they need money more than neglecting. Money will bring about the funnies in humans, like no recovery. Rather the truth when writing these lyrics. It's a spiritual war, no Osama or Hitler. Don't come to destroy, no Fisher Price. People's souls are really damaged. Minds gone out of zone, don't know what happened. Devils in the cut, still enjoy, happy laughing. Take back what's yours, stop giving people power. Most come to make our lives just as sour. So I eliminate them about the hour. Forgive, be free from going insane. White jackets, some need special attention. Only God can send us powerful healing. Devil want our minds dwelling on past situations. Peeks into our futures, then he gets to hating. Confused in his mind, he ain't relating. Can't torment us when we meditate on God's word. Money is the root of all evil. Ruining relationships, losing good people. Never let no one but God have power over whatever needs to be done in our journey. Angels protecting while frenemies hating. With all negative replies.
angels protecting while devils disrespecting. Children being brought in this world, they need much more than neglecting. Money will bring about the funnies in humans, like no recovery. Rather truth when writing these lyrics. It's a spiritual war, no Osama or Hitler. Don't come to destroy, no Fisher Price, no Fisher Price. People's souls are really damaged, mind gone out of zone. Don't know what happened, devils in the cut, still enjoy happiness. Take back what's yours, stop giving people power. Most come to make our lives just as sour. Sour, I eliminate them about the hour. Though I eliminate them about the hour.
Yes, eliminate negative folks by the hour. Yeah, they come in your life to see like an enemy who they can devour. What's really going on? People just going crazy. Lord, save your children. They just going crazy, telling the truth. And a lot of folks hate me, but it's all good. It's all good, like all good in the hood. Save me, Lord, as I protect my soul. Can't let their weight hinder my progress. No vision, many lack, no connection with God. Nation fell in lack of knowledge. Devil got people, minds gone. Wake up, don't reject knowledge. Wisdom, take it in. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Folks be stuck because they don't want to learn. Keep playing with fire, bound to get burned. Learn from our lesson. Wisdom is earned. Every time you learn from a mistake, it's a lesson. You have to learn. You have to learn. But like Lauryn Hill say, how you going to win when you ain't right within? How you going to win when you ain't right within? You got to be right within to win. There's no other way. If you ain't right within first, you can't win. And that's just is what it is. God bless everybody. And, you know, if you're going through anything, keep God first. He going to help you out, even though he may not come when we want him to come. But he going to come. That part right there, in that order. Peace.